here's a story from The World.
The Benin bronzes, they're not from Benin, and most of them are not bronze. They're more than 1,000 brass sculptures and plaques made from the 16th century onwards in the historical West African kingdom of Benin, present-day Nigeria. The bronzes once decorated the royal palace and are regarded as one of Africa's greatest artistic treasures. Thing is, they're not in Africa. They're in European and American museums, despite repeated calls for their return. Now Germany will be the first to do that. Activists hope that this will be the beginning of an unstoppable movement. The World's Sarah Birnbaum reports.
In 1897, British colonial forces attacked the Kingdom of Benin. They burned down towns and villages and massacred the residents. When they got to the capital, they ransacked the royal palace, taking ivory, wooden carvings, masks, plaques, and reliefs. The British shipped the loot back to London and sold it off. Today, the objects are on display in some of the most famous museums in Europe and the United States. The Benin bronzes were stolen more than 100 years ago, but for many, it's a theft that still hurts. In songs like this, you can hear the pain. This is a Nigerian folk song about the 1897 siege. And you can hear the anger. A rap from a Nigerian musician, Monday Midnight, who lives in England. For many people inside and outside Africa, the Benin bronzes are symbols of colonialism and exploitation, and they'll stay that way until they're returned.
Since the early 1960s, the Nigerian government and authorities have been pressing for restitution of Benin bronzes.
This is Princeton professor Chika Okeke-Ogulu, and he's been part of the restitution effort.
And all through the 70s, 80s, and 90s, these demands had not abated.
Museums have given a range of excuses over the years for why they couldn't possibly give back the bronzes. In the 70s and 80s, they said that African museums didn't have the resources to care for the artifacts. And more recently, they argued there's no legal framework for returning them. But in the wake of global protests against racism over the past few years, museum experts say attitudes are changing. In a historic first, Germany, which has the second largest collection of Benin bronzes in the world, has committed to start returning them by 2022. The bronzes will be housed in a new museum in Benin City in Nigeria. Barbara Plankensteiner has been instrumental in the negotiations. She is the founding member of the Benin Dialogue Group, a consortium of European and Nigerian museums that's been working towards restitution for a decade. She says the negotiations have been complicated, not least because in Germany, the decision to return artifacts isn't actually up to the museums. It's up to the government.
Basically, all of the collections are publicly owned by various federal states or municipalities. If items from public collections are deaccessioned or returned, it is a major political process.
But at a certain point, she says, everyone agreed that the moral considerations outweighed the logistical ones.
There is a political understanding in Germany that this needs to happen. And I think 10 years ago, that was not the case.
Over those 10 years, says Chika Okeke-Ogulu, there's been a changing of the guard as old school museum curators and politicians have retired and a new generation has taken their place.
These days, museum administrators are beginning to wonder, why do we have all these things, especially if there's all this information about how violently they were expropriated from these places? Why are we not doing something about that?
After Germany's big announcement, all eyes are on the British Museum, which has the largest collection of Benin bronzes in the world. The British haven't committed to anything publicly, but Okeke-Ogulu says he thinks they're well on their way. They're also in the Benin Dialogue Group and raising funds for the new museum in Benin City.
They're in. I don't see how they're going to back out.
No, the holdouts are closer to home. Our home, that is.
The Americans are the ostriches. They've been hiding their head in the sand.
Museums like the Met in New York, the Smithsonian in Washington, all have Benin bronzes, and they're not making any moves toward letting them go. Okeke Ogulu says American museums are trying to morally distance themselves with various claims like,
we were not an African empire. It's the problem of the Europeans. They need to sort it out. These are arguments that American museums have made for the longest time.
But time might be up for the U.S. If protests over racial justice across the world tell us anything, it's that American museums can be ostriches no longer. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum. From PR.